Well, welcome. This is the newest version of this podcast, and I've been MIA for about 12 months, which is really cool. I've been doing a lot. I've been traveling and spending a lot of time with my family. But you know what? I've been thinking about the content for this next round of podcasts, and I really want to add as much value as I can to everyone's life. And you know, the whole intention for why I started this podcast in the first place was to really connect with you when you need it most. And I know that by the law of the universe, that when this message is sent out, it will be heard by the right people at the right time. So really accept that and know that this message is coming from a place of truth and love. And I really feel, I hope that it resonates with you and you act on it. So I wanted to really talk about ego. I think ego is something that has been definitely, I was never taught about it and how to really work with it. And by giving you my understanding and awareness of it, I'm hoping that you can really, it opens the door for you as well to gain some more understanding and awareness around it. But for me, ego is really an overcompensation for something that you see in yourself that you're lacking, inefficient or ineffective. So for instance, if I see someone in the business world who has a strong male ego, bravado ego, then I would look at them and from my point of view, I'd see them as powerful and intimidating. And what I've come to learn is that that is actually a cover-up for them and how they see themselves truly. Purely, how do I know that? Because that's what I did. You know, I would put on this front of this ego about, you know, I'm the boss, I know what I need to do, you should just listen to me, no negotiation, I know right, I should know the answers, I'm the boss, that's why I know it. And the whole time, all I was doing was covering up for this truth that I saw myself as a lost little boy in a big man's world. I really didn't know what I was doing, and I felt like I was out of my depth. And when I realized this, I realized that, wow, that means that everyone else that projects this ego is also covering up for something. So for me to go up to someone that's strong and confident and powerful and put my ego up to match their ego, then all we're going to do, we're faking it, right? We're both faking it. We're not going to actually get some true connection and true results out of things, and especially when you're coming to a conversation to make a mutual agreement around something. If the ego's in play, then these two egos are battling and no results are gonna be found from that, right? No results are gonna be created. Whereas if one person, and it only takes one in any communication to drop the ego, to drop their ego, naturally, the other person's ego will drop. You know, I experienced this previously with a good friend of mine now, Joe from Canada. And, you know, I saw this guy. He was super successful. He was dressed sharp. He knew, you know, I saw him as this guy, right? And this guy, I saw him as this powerful guy that had created a lot of success. And then I saw me as less successful, right? And I would be intimidated by him. And I thought I'd just try this theory out. And I went up to Joe and I said, hey, man. He goes, hey, man. I said, mate, you intimidate me. And he goes, Ricky, you intimidate me, man. And that was such a real awakening because I really just tested it. I tested the theory and it was proven that he was putting up an ego because I intimidated him. He saw himself inferior to me. And that's the issue that we all run on, right? That's the issue. So this is what I want to address. What are your egos? What are your masks that you're putting up that are covering up for an inefficiency within you? And it's okay, right? Because you can't escape a prison if you don't know you're in one. We first need to define the areas in our life that we think we are, that are holding us back. And ego is a massive one. Vulnerability for men. You know, the male bravado that we put up, we're emotional beings. It's natural to share your emotions of anger, fear, worry, you know, stress. These are all things that are naturally, emotion is just energy in motion. It needs to be expressed. just because you're a man and you think that you should be strong, that doesn't mean that you need to hold those emotions in. And this is the big problem, right? We know this, we hear it all the time. But I really want to ask you the question, what masks are you putting on? What ego are you putting up in your life? If you ask yourself a true question, how do you see yourself in that role? And if you start to drop that ego, drop the bullshit story about yourself, firstly, you need to drop the bullshit story that anyone on this planet is more superior to you. Because we are all equal. We are all equal. No one on this planet is more superior than anyone else. Yes, some people have more talents and abilities in areas of their life, but that does not make them a more superior human being. And that does not make them have more potential in life. We all have this potential. So the real purpose of these podcasts is to really help you tap into that potential that I know is lying within you. How do I know it? You wouldn't be alive if you didn't have potential for more. It's an absolute miracle that you're even here, breathing, listening to this podcast. Okay? So accept that. You are a miracle. You can create anything you want. And it's these little stories that we keep telling ourselves, the ego, that are holding us back in so many areas. So welcome to the new podcast. This is the tone of it. You know, I'll be introducing and I'll be interviewing a lot of people as well to get some good conversation. And I really want to urge you to reach out to me. You know, if you're not in our private Facebook group, send me a message and let's get involved. I've got lots of content in there. I'm doing events all around the coast, online, doing webinars. So just tap into us. You know, a lot of free content and really, really want to help you really step into the true potential that you know inside you have. So until next time, guys, I'll look forward to talking to you soon.